Hi there. The word for today is you owe it to your child. We've been talking about it for the last few days. Thus far, we've said you owe your child affection and direction. Today, the third thing you owe your child is correction. Proverbs 29, verse 17, Solomon says, correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul. Many parents make the mistake of always telling a child when he or she is wrong, rather than taking the time to tell them how to get right and stay right. Biblical correction involves both. The number one extra-biblical beatitude for all parents should be this: blessed are the balanced. When you police a child but never play with them, you're out of balance. Note carefully what Solomon wrote. Correct your son and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul. This word correct means to chastise, to reprove, and to force back to the right way. Always remember that discipline is like a two-edged sword. It's not only to correct children when they're wrong, but to direct them to the way that's right. And you'll get better results from positive reinforcement than you will from negative reinforcement. Understand this. It's not your job to make your child happy. It's your job to nurture them into maturity and responsibility. When you do that, happiness is guaranteed. So, you may as well quit trying to win a popularity contest with your child. They may always love you, but count on it, there are going to be times when they definitely won't like you. Don't be discouraged. This too shall pass. Just keep administering the right mixture of nurture and discipline, and eventually they'll grow up to like you again. And more importantly, when they grow up and get married and have children of their own, they'll have a role model to follow and a plan for success. And that's the word for you today.